Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Today, we're bringing you a newbie lesson where we're knocking at someone's door and we're asking if anyone is home.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, we have a keyword for today, and it's buscar.
Okay, so that's what we're doing at someone's doorstep. We are searching for them, or we are looking for someone. Looking for someone.
Mm-hmm. Buscar.
All right, so that's our key word. We're looking for someone. Let's take a listen to our dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa?
¿A quién busca?
Al señor Alonso.
No está, salió. Soy la vecina.
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
Second time.
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa?
¿A quién busca?
Al señor Alonso.
No está, salió. Soy la vecina.
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
Third time.
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa?
¿A quién busca?
Al señor Alonso.
No está, salió. Soy la vecina.
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
All right, we're back. So now we're going to take you through a line-by-line translation.
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa?
Hi, is there anyone home?
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa?
Hi, is there anyone home?
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa? ¿A quién busca?
Who are you looking for?
¿A quién busca?
Who are you looking for?
¿A quién busca? Al señor Alonso.
Mr. Alonso.
Al señor Alonso.
Mr. Alonso.
Al señor Alonso. No está. Salió. Yo soy la vecina.
He's not here. He left. I'm his neighbor.
No está. Salió. Soy la vecina.
He's not here. He went out. I'm his neighbor.
No está. Salió. Soy la vecina. Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
Can you tell him that Mauricio came to look for him?
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
Can you tell him Mauricio came looking for him?
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
All right, so very short, but to the point. We're looking for someone. That is our key word throughout the dialogue. But let's go back and analyze everything very quickly. Now, the first sentence, we say, hola, ¿hay alguien en casa? Here's a question. We're asking if someone is home.
Mm-hmm.
So this first word here that we have, hay, this comes from the verb haber.
That's right.
So we're asking if someone is here. Now, you see that we don't use the verb to be. So we don't really use the word to be like ser o estar because someone is home. Está alguien en casa. So why did we use the verb hay instead of estar?
In this case, hay is there someone there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's haber. That's the verb hay, the existence of a person inside the house.
Right. So if we use the verb to be, está alguien en casa, would kind of be like, is there someone home?
Mm-hmm.
So you can use both of them, but I think we can see the different ways of using it. Now, someone is?
Alguien.
Someone, alguien. Is there someone home? And we're saying, well, who are you looking for?
¿A quién busca?
Who, we say quién, and then we have our keyword here.
Busca.
Who are you looking for? Why do we start with a?
¿A quién busca? It means, who are you looking for?
Right.
You cannot say to who, but you know, that's basically what it is.
Right, right. So you can't really say quién busca.
No.
You have to say a quién busca.
Yes, because the answer is going to be a or al in this case. So when you say quién busca, it doesn't have any sense. Quién busca means who's looking. But a quién busca is who are you looking for?
That's right. And we're saying, well, we're looking for Mr. Alonso. So why do we start now with al?
Yes, this is what I mean when you say a quién busca and the answer has to be a. In this case, it's also a, but it's a él.
Uh-huh.
Because señor is él. It's him. But if you put a and él together, you cannot say a él. You say al. It comes one word.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have these two vowels. So you just eliminate the middle one and you say al señor Alonso. So an example would be busco al señor Alonso. That would be the complete sentence.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we say, well, he's not here. He went out.
No está. Salió. Soy la vecina.
So here, now you see how we're using the verb estar, to be. So he is not here. He's not. We're just basically saying, literally translated, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
No está. He's not.
Salió.
He's out, or he went out.
Yes.
This comes from the verb salir.
Yes, salir, and this is in the past tense.
In the past tense. Very good. And now we're saying, well, you know what? I'm his neighbor, or I'm the neighbor.
Soy la vecina.
So is this neighbor a girl or a boy?
A girl.
Uh-huh. How do you know?
Because he's saying la vecina. So it's feminine. If it was masculine, it would be soy el vecino.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you can tell already from just looking at the words if the person is male or female.
That's right.
So we say, oh, okay, thanks a lot. Can you tell him that Mauricio came looking for him?
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
All right. So why do we start now with le? We have a, we have al, we have le. How, why does this le come from?
Well, le is also saying a él. So le dice. So it means to him, can you tell him that Mauricio came looking for him?
So can you tell him that Mauricio came looking for him? So we have the verb venir, which is vino, in the past form because I came, right?
Yes.
And then we have another verb here, buscarlo.
Buscarlo. Here again is our keyword, is buscar, but then we put lo. And lo, it means to him.
So as you can see in this short little sentence, you have two forms and two different ways that you have to use a él.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, le dice a él. Can you tell him that Mauricio came to look for him? So that is why we add the lo at the end of the verb.
Exactly, buscar lo. And if I say I came looking for you, it's buscarte.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Very good. So let's listen to our dialogue again.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa?
¿A quién busca?
Al señor Alonso.
No está, salió. Soy la vecina.
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
Second time.
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa?
¿A quién busca?
Al señor Alonso.
No está, salió. Soy la vecina.
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
Third time.
Hola, ¿hay alguien en casa?
¿A quién busca?
Al señor Alonso.
No está, salió. Soy la vecina.
Le dice que vino Mauricio a buscarlo.
All right, so it may seem a little bit complicated, a little bit confusing, the al, the le, and the lo, but it's something that you usually have to use with the sentences. It's not something that you can omit. Like in other circumstances, we would say, okay, it's not a problem if you leave it out. But in this case, you must say, le dice, for example. Can you tell him, le dice? Or you can make it imperative and tell him, dile.
Exactly.
But
and that le goes after the verb.
Exactly.
Which is decir. So dile. And in this case, you say le because he's saying a él. But you cannot say la dice. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because first of all, it's talking about el señor Alonso. So this is why she's saying a él. And in the case where he's saying a quién busca, who are you looking for? And the person says al señor Alonso. Is a él, because you're using señor. If that sir was not there, and imagine he was looking for Marco, you could say a Marco, uh-huh, without using al Marco, because we're not talking about Marco as, you know, as a noun. We're talking as a person. So
that's right.
In this case, is al, because we're using sir. If he was without the sir, would be a Alonso, for example.
Mm-hmm. And now this is something that that I think is worth mentioning, is that actually if you hear Spanish speakers sometimes, or maybe in some countries, they will make this mistake. Spanish speakers will actually say, for example, ¿dónde está la Liliana?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what you're actually saying there is, where is the Liliana? It's just this spoken Spanish of this mistake that Spanish speakers will make, but it's very, very common. So don't let that throw you off if you ever hear it. All right. So if you guys have any questions or any comments, you can find us at SpanishPod.com, and we'll see you guys there.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye.